The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Is about to commence.
It's gonna make me cry.
Happy birthday, Linda! Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And the most important part of Free Fire Radio, Linda Bott. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday, sweetheart.
You've been really sweet because I've been... This one's a tough one. I don't know why, but thank you.
Well, we have printed up 1,000 Where's Linda buttons for the radio show.
There you go.
To guests.
Now, we've got a caller on the line, don't we?
We do. He is stacked. In fact, directly behind Josh.
I want to unstack him and tell Josh we'll be right back in a second.
Josh, I need you to hold on because I don't want you to think I'm cutting you off. So, Josh, stay put. And on line
right.
two,
you're on.
Hello.
Hello. You're on.
Hey, I'd like to speak to Linda, please.
Who's this?
Is this Linda?
Yeah.
Linda. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Please tell me the recorder's running.
Happy birthday to Linda Bond. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, man, that made my day right there.
Just an admirer from afar. Have a great day.
All right, thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Oh,
you cannot make that.
Oh. Okay. Tell him I love his syncopation. I love the way he just did.
It was great. Okay, let's go to Josh Wiley. Josh, you've got a tough act to follow there, Josh.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm just talking about the market. Markets are rebounding from yesterday's losses. Currently, the Dow's up 126 points at 16,500, while the Nasdaq's up 23 at 4,120, and the S&P 500, it's up 10 at 1,883. Oil's up 83 cents at $103.16 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.41%. Gold's down $4.70 this morning at $1,288, while silver's down 4 pennies at $19.36 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks, Johnson & Johnson's up 66 cents at $100.91, Verizon's up a half a buck at $49.15, while Goldman Sachs is up $2.90 at $159.25. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley wishing Linda a very happy birthday from the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Josh, thanks a lot. Hey, Josh, great. Hey, you know what? Wells Fargo Advisors are just great people, as you can tell, but they're also very, very astute at what they do in the market and making investments and providing financial freedom for people. So give them a call at 243-7561 or stop by their place at Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive.
Hey, you know the guy that called? I think that was Elvis that came through from walked
you
through the door.
You were channeling
he
Elvis?
He was channeling Elvis. That was great. Thanks so much.
Did you have a good time with that? Yeah.
I had a great time with that, and we've had lots of social stuff going on, and shout out to a lot of friends and a special 25th anniversary last night that we attended. For our friends at the Michalaks, we love you guys. And anyway, so there's so many things going on in the headlines. And because we've been busy with nighttime, we didn't get a chance to see the finals for things that we've been watching forever, since the very beginning. And I was captivated this year with Dancing with the Stars and The Voice. And so I told Carl, okay, let's do a guessing game because I want to watch the entire performances of the finales. So this morning.
No spoiler alert, please.
Well, he did.
Spoiler alert.
He did.
Spoiler
we already talked about it.
Yep.
He went online, found out who it was. I guessed dancing, but I didn't guess the voice.
You guessed the dancing one, yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't the one I wanted to win. And I'll tell you why. But the people that won in the Dancing with the Stars was
Merle and Max.
Okay, Merle was the gold medal skater, and
from
just
America.
A beautiful little beautiful girl. She and her partner were both Dancing with the Stars. He was eliminated in a huge surprise.
Yes.
Huge surprise. He was eliminated. Just a couple, you know,
I think
last
it took
week
him a while to get his mojo,
yeah.
And then finally got his mojo, and
he was outstanding.
Yeah,
but she and Max won. But the one I would have liked to have seen one, even though that I knew that she wasn't the best dancer, was the woman who was dancing who had no feet, who had lost her feet to
legs from the knees down.
Well, yeah, okay, from her, yeah. below her knees.
Right.
She had lost her legs due to a disease, and she had come back to be a gold medalist in the Paralympics, and came out and danced and was in the finals. What a courageous woman. And I tell you what. She danced as well. She danced better than many of the other people in there. Of course, a lot of the people they bring in Dance with Stars can't dance. She really, really was good, getting tens. I mean, what an inspiration she was to so many people who have been injured. And I'm thinking about those veterans out there who have lost limbs that say, you know what, this is really going to slow me down. They need to take a look at this young woman and watch what she can do and how she overcame adversity like this. But obviously the Merle I sit there and read and Linda pounds me on the shoulder and says, look, 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 you know, and I always miss it. But she was obviously the best dancer.
Well, we learned a lot going back to the gal you were talking about. I'm sorry her name escapes me. I wish I had it in front of me right now. But we learned a lot about prosthetics. And she had several different kinds that were made for her. One, you know, on point. There's certain dances that you can't dance on point. Oh, you have to do the Charleston or the swing that are a lot of heel action. And so she had to have different prosthetics that she put on. And, you know, all I could think about is the strength of her core of what she had to do. Derek, her fabulous choreographer and partner, Derek Howell, had to, of course, choreograph everything around that, do lifts with her. But she was amazing in her grace and her beauty. And talk about there were parts of her where she cracked something in her back. And, you know, you see the champions come through with they have their injuries. And it happens usually about close to 5 weeks to the finale where they are all exhausted. They're doing three dances. They're really into, you know, it's a lot of pounding on your body when you're dancing like that anyway and doing lifts. It's not how... If you haven't trained and done
Amy that Purdy kind. Was her name. Amy Purdy.
Yeah, she was a beauty. She is a beauty. But Merle and Max, from the very beginning, you know, Max is a bad boy and you love to hate him. Finally, I think, showed some humility and some humbleness. And they were very well liked, but it was more than just, I think, a popularity contest because they showed the beauty and grace of people being the top of their field and being able to go through to the championship. So congratulations to that. Now, the voice, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, let's tell you why Linda didn't see the last part of that one was because your sleep number setting was 40. And as I know, because
this is what we call in the business a segue.
Yeah, her sleep number setting was 40, and Linda was sleeping during that. You know, after 10 o'clock, we sleep a lot after 10 o'clock, and we reason we sleep so well. My sleep number setting is also 40, is that we have a sleep number bed with the dual air technology. It's clinically proven to alleviate back pain, neck pain. You can't ask for more than this, and we've been using it now for what 6 months at least. 6 or 7 months, and I tell you what, we could not have better night's sleep.
You know what I think that they're going to do? I mean, you know, something I'm going to suggest they do. Sleep Number will corner the market when it comes to dog beds to find out. You know, when you're up at the doggy park, yeah, my dog's a 10. Well, my dog's a 5. You should see how he's sleeping. He's not going, woo, in the middle of the night now because he's sleeping so deeply.
You know what?
Can you make that sound again?
I know.
Well, that's Snookybot.
That's, yeah.
Otherwise known as Elk Killer.
Well, you know, the thing also, too, about Sleep Number Bed is that, you know, you think, oh, guys, they're so expensive. No, they're not. Right now, they're having a great big Memorial Day sale. You can, for just $649.99, you can get a C2 Queen mattress. Now, these are made in America. They're guaranteed. They've got warranties. You can't say much more than that, if anything. Also, Consumer Reports, better the year. So, head on down to Sleep Number, and the store is down in the Target Shopping Center. Give them a call, 223-2300. Go down and see Brian and Janice and tell them that we sent you. And we have somebody on the line.
Mystery guest caller, please weigh in.
Good morning. Happy birthday.
Oh, Jennifer and Mikey and Ashlyn and Vince, I love my card. It was a highlight. It was definitely the highlight. I love the words. And this is your daughter. I hate to say it. I don't like the word step. So she's my daughter, too. Forward to the grandkids are coming and staying a whole week. So we've told everybody, just know, we've got our kids, so you're going to see our kids everywhere with us for the first week of June. We're looking forward to that. But how are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday. kids are already at school. They'll call you later. But I just wanted to be one of the first ones, I hope.
That was very sweet, hon. In fact, hey, is it okay if we get Mikey a junior concealed carry?
I don't know.
Can he get?
I don't think he would love it.
Can he get one of those? Is that true?
No.
Oh, I was like, I didn't know.
He's eight, honey. We'll get him. It's a thought, though.
He is actually getting ready to take the hunter safety course, though. So he's very excited about that.
Well, you know, we're going to bring up. We've got a day up in the Tulies in Tule Lake with. On a squeak shoot, so he's going to love that, too. You know, hon,
we're so proud of you, Jennifer,
getting your nursing degree, and, of course, Vince, a U.S. Marshal, and what he did when he tracked down that guy that had taken that girl, that young girl.
Another sex predator caught, thank you.
By our son-in-law, and hunted him over two states and caught him.
That's a whole story in itself.
And the guy resisted arrest. That was even the best part. He's the best part. He resisted arrest.
He'll have to call in and then.
Yeah, you know what? We're going to have that day. We will do that.
Wait, once he gets his clearance to be able to talk about it. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer. It makes my day as well.
Well, happy birthday. You have a great day. And I'll have the kids and Vince will call you later this afternoon.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, sweetheart.
Okay.
Love you.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
At Second Amendment, Inc., we agree with Thomas Jefferson, who said, "I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery." Show your patriotic support for our right to keep and bear arms by wearing apparel made only in America. Second Amendment, Inc. merchandise is available at Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane, Signstation Sign Shop on Alfreda Way, right across from Lowe's, or online at SecondAmendmentInc.com. That's SecondAmendmentInc.com.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target. There's no one-size-fits-all security system, and that's why Hue & Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue & Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue & Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue & Cry, 800-800-ALARM, 800-800-ALARM.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to KCNR. It's currently 57 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR.
Yeah, you need to get some weather here.
Bro. Oh, yeah, I'm going to give you some weather. How's that?
Oh, good.
89 is what we're going to be facing today. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 59. We love this forecast. 92 on Thursday and 93 on Friday. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We love these guys. They have been loyal to us here at KCNR since day one. They are fabulous. Their slogan, our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they also give senior and veteran discounts. You know, as we go through life, we ask people, do you give veteran discounts? Like if we're staying in a hotel, do you give a veteran discount? When they say no, I don't know. I just kind
Linda
of like...
Linda spits on their chest? And, no, I just, and says nasty things to them, and we walk out.
In a hotel near the airport, yes. Should we give a veteran discount?
You would think, right. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Friends at Orchard Nutrition. You know, when you start talking about nutrition and who's the experts up here, it's Orchard Nutrition. In-store deli, 4 nutritionists on the staff to assist you. Classes on health and diet. They've got everything you can possibly imagine for organic and raw foods. And they have, you know, they carry products there that doesn't make them money. But because the customers have requested that. And you know what? That's a business that takes care of their people. Cypress Square Shopping Center located in the Orchard Nutrition located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. And give them a call, 244-9141, Orchard Nutrition.
Again, I know this has been brought out before, but, you know, it's just 3 weeks to the Belmont Stakes. There's no longer sufficient justification to prevent or regulate the use of the the breathing strips,
the nasal strips.
Instructed state rewards to discontinue their ban on the 4x6-inch adhesive patch similar to the Breathe Right strips worn by NFL players.
4x6-inch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, these are horse sized. Though I did see, I did see the Bob wearing one the other day. Not Bad Bob, but the Bob was wearing one, and it covered his whole face, which was interesting. But he said he could breathe better. Hey. Army General Shinseki, the heads up the VA, was called to the White House this morning in an unscheduled appearance. When they put out the White House briefing schedules or saying who's going to be on the schedule, he was not on it last night and he's on it this morning. So he's probably there already. Now, one of two things will probably happen. One is that he will resign or maybe he'll leave the VA. Maybe not. However, when the things have been coming out lately is that President Obama, who was back making state speeches in 2008 and 2007 about what bad shape the VA was in, and then comes up and after this thing broke in Phoenix and said, you know, on, you know, fake, you know, two sets of books, you know, that we're keeping these guys' names in here until we can get them in. Then we'll put them in this other book, which makes us look good. He said, oh, I learned about that from news reports, just like he did the IRS. Fast and furious. And, you know, at Benghazi. No, I think they probably woke him up and told him about Benghazi, but we'll never know because they refused to answer questions. But unfortunately for the president, when he says this, is that there's a paper trail when you're president. And guess what? Oh, yes, he was briefed on this several years ago. And as commander in chief, there have been some changes in the VA that have been they've cut back on some of those backlogs. However, what you're seeing in Phoenix and Oakland and these other places is endemic to the Veterans Administration. Obama, who is the commander-in-chief, who goes out and says how we're looking out for you guys. You know, how Hillary says we're looking out for you guys. Shinseki, who, by the way, was ripped along with Obama by John Stewart. So you can tell how bad it is when John Stewart starts going after him. Taking care of these veterans, these wounded veterans, these veterans who have served our country. You know, we're only talking 1% here and how bad this is. Okay, take this another step, my friends, into the Affordable Care Act. If the bureaucracy in the VA that's been established for, what, decades and decades is having problems, what do you think a national, this, you know, what's happening now is going to have to your impact. It's going to have on your health care. But this thing with the VA has got to be fixed. Yes, Shinseki needs to step down. He needs to step down because he right now is nobody views him as being able to handle it. He's been in there over 5 years, 5.5 years. He cannot handle it. So let's bring somebody else in, a fresh breath of air, somebody that's going to look at it and hold people's feet to the fire. These are veterans. These are veterans who have given their all for this country. To have them on waiting list, have them just be kept off being able to see a doctor and until they die? Is this the way we want to take care of our veterans? Of course not. So something has to be done. There has to be pressure put on Obama. There has to be pressure. You know what, Shinseki, just step down. We have lost confidence in your ability to lead. That's all it takes to relieve, an officer. We have lost confidence in your ability to lead. And if Obama still has confidence in him, then that explains some of the things that are going wrong. All right. Happy birthday.
No, I'm right there with you. I think we're finding on so many parts of our government that we are becoming outraged. It's not new. But it just seems to be rampant.
It just keeps to be more and more, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's growing as far as our frustration. Yes. Bob.
Yet another mystery caller.
Oh, I love mystery calls.
You're on the air.
Hey, this is Bev Mills from Jersey Mike's wishing Linda a happy birthday.
Oh, how cool. You know, Bev, I've been thinking about you because I saw you at Chicks and Chaps and thank you so much for supporting that event, and we love your store. We love your subs, and thank you. Also, you know, you think about your life when, I don't know about you, but for me, for my birthday, I go into super reflection mode, and I think about people that I've met and people who are doers and blessings, and you came into my vision about that. So thank you.
Well, thank you. We're going to be handing over the check tonight for $5,000 plus a little bit to the Veterans Museum at their board meeting tonight.
Oh, that's great.
You know what? We were down there for that. And I tell you what a great thing that you all have done. You know what?
Ring that bell.
Okay, let me get a bell. That bell is not rung very often, but I tell you what, Jersey Mike's has been supporting the veterans since the day you opened. In fact, that day you opened, I think almost was all your proceeds went to veterans organization.
First 5 days, yeah. Yeah. We had handed out 10,000 of free sub cards. All we had was a minimum $1 donation, and we did that one for the fallen heroes.
Well, I tell you what, you know, it's people like you that makes Reading and the North State such a great place to live. And we were talking about that last night.
Yeah.
And with some other people, We were being interviewed by yesterday too about Redding and the North State Shasta County is going to be our home, and people perfect. Like you are reasons why.
Thanks, Bev. And you know
all
what?
Right, thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, Bev. Okay,
thank
thanks.
Bye bye. You got a happy birthday in here from Diane, and of course Frank and Sun Gold, and all the people
well,
are saying
thanks,
that.
Guys, you know I feel really blessed. And like I said, I get really reflective. And usually I try to do something very creative and arty around my birthday. And many of you know that I got sick, so I had to cancel some things. But probably in October, I need to do – it's kind of like I tell Carl, it's like scrubbing my insides. When you do – like an artist has to paint, writer has to write, runner has to run. There's certain things, and I have to do my music. So I'm looking forward to – I'll let you all know, and I hope you come out, because that would be my birthday wish is to be able to share with you some of my favorite songs. And I love the radio. I love the mornings with Carl and Bob and our chat pack and all the people who have wished a happy birthday to you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back after these messages.
Abraham, my husband Dilgesh and I drew up this business on paper napkins on the island of Cyprus 5 years ago, and now we've opened our furniture store in the heart of downtown Reading, Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects. We're so excited to be here. We have brought artisan furniture and whimsical gifts from around the world. Please come by and see us. You can call us 361-6727 or visit us online, indwellinghome.com. Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects, 1760 California Street, where dreamers come.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Give me your name.
No, Susan. Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR. we have some wonderful guests with us this morning is Susan Wilson. But before we go there, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
It's your birthday.
Go in and see Leonard, and he has everything from estate jewelry to opals to all kinds of gemstones. He's been in the business for over 40 years, and if you need to have something appraised, or if you want to sell something, go to the experts, people you can trust. Been here a long time. There's something to be said about that. He's on Hilltop Drive. That's 2225, right across from C.R. Gibbs. We'll give him a call at 222-2750. Good morning. We're talking about Healthy Aging Summit. Oh. I know, because today's my birthday, and every time you have your birthday, you go, I am a year older.
Another year older.
So what's happening with the healthy agent? We're going to save the date.
Can I say this? It's you're aging very healthily.
Well, you have to work at it.
You certainly are.
You have to work at, don't you believe this, Susan, that you have to work at what it is. You have to work on yourself, your mind, paying attention. And you have the summit happening May 23rd, which is, of course, just a few days away. Save the date. Talk about what's happening here.
So the Healthy Aging Summit has been an annual event. We haven't had it for a couple of years. So this year, the Older Adult Policy Council took over the Healthy Aging Summit. And with the sponsorship of Dignity Health, also known as Mercy, and Shasta Senior Nutrition Program, we're going to provide an opportunity this Friday from 9 to 1 for older Americans to celebrate their health. And what we hope to do is we have some speakers. We have Dr. Patrick Arbor coming from the San Francisco Institute on Aging. Dr. Arbor is a gerontologist, and he is the most fantastic speaker. So he's going to speak on our theme being safe today and healthy tomorrow, because for seniors, safety is one of the biggest issues that we face. We also have a bunch of screenings, so you can have your hearing screened, you can have your sight screened, you can have your memory screened.
Wow.
So many screenings. And then finally, we have a bunch of information booths. Mm-hmm. So you can stop by and have your blood pressure taken and talk about how important mm-hmm. blood pressure is. You can stop by somewhere else and find out about one of my favorite causes. As I've talked to you about this before, 211. How do I get information when I need information? Call 211. Get connected, get answers. We'll have just a whole variety of people who serve older Americans. This is Older American Month, in case you didn't know.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. I fall right in there. So the 60 is the new 40, the 70 is the new 50. What is considered to be a senior and older today?
I think it depends who you are and where you fall. And it depends on the agency or the organization that's serving those folks. If you talk to Social Security, it's anywhere between 60 and up, or 62 and up, I think mm-hmm. it is, you can start getting services. I was at Carl's Jr. the other day, and they looked at me and said, "Oh, we'll reduce your bill because you're old." That's what the young woman said to me, and I just looked at her, and I was going, "Oh, my gosh."
Ooh. And so customer service folks, learn how to say that in a pretty
better
way. Would you like to have it? Are you a senior? Oh, would you like to have a senior discount? I'd never know that.
You're going to have to show me some ID, because I don't believe that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I love
at which point I go, okay, you caught me. I'm not that old.
Okay, again, so let's bring this into clarity here. From 9 to 1 this Friday, where is it again?
So it's at Shasta Senior Nutrition site, which is out there on Mercy Drive, out by Mercy Oaks.
Okay.
SSNP near Golden Umbrella. Mm-hmm. One other important thing that's happening there will be a medication disposal drop-off.
Oh,
and
lovely.
As we know, that's really important for older folks. Actually, it's important for everybody.
Oh, boy.
Do not be flushing your stuff down the toilet.
No, as a matter
of not.
I just talked with a girlfriend last night who said that she went through and cleaned out her cabinets, and she said, of course, I had these medications, and I was waiting to find where I could dispose mm-hmm. of them. She says, I'm not going to flush them down the toilet. I said, well, good for you.
Right.
Hello.
Perhaps a yard sale?
No. But the healthy cooking demos, this is great. we're always looking for better ways, perhaps, to cook, like, let's say, with coconut, mm-hmm. coconut oil mm-hmm. rather than, you know, the highly processed oil. You have exercise demos. Maybe something's happened and you're wondering, you know, why is the small of my back or my arm or whatever it is. Maybe this kind of, they're going to be demos, that, you know, stuff that maybe you can do in a chair at home because, well, of course, we can't see Jacqueline anymore.
No, we can't see Jacqueline.
And he used to have
anymore.
Great chair exercises.
Right.
And Medicaid, okay, and health screenings. Again, that's just this phenomenal. You have hearing, sight,
right.
blood
pressure, cholesterol perhaps, we might have that. You know, this is one of those events that sort of evolves till the very last minute. And so it is still in a state of evolution. Another speaker that we'll have is Dr. Kahn, and so that's kind of a nice thing.
We like him a lot.
We like
Dr. Kahn is a... You feel safe with Dr. Kahn.
Mm-hmm. You know, a special thanks actually goes to Mercy Medical Center again and Dignity Health for stepping up and sponsoring this for us. It's one of those things you couldn't do without them, you know. So AARP will be there. Almost anything that has to do with older folks locally will have Legal Services of Northern California. You have a question or you need some advice, we'll have... HICAP, which is the insurance people, mm-hmm. talk to you about your Medicare. So I'm really pleased with the group of people that turned out for us this year. It's a great thing.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for joining us, Susan Wilson. And again, it's save the date. It's this Friday. It's such a wonderful
event.
Group of people that are coming together to really help share information. And I think that this would be great. Like, say you're having an insurance issue and you're just like, I just can't deal with waiting in line. I don't feel like going to the, you can go here and it's kind of like a one-stop shop. This is fantastic.
That's right. That's right. You can pick up really a lot of information in a short time and free lunch, free nutritious lunch.
Fantastic.
Free nutritious lunch.
For everyone that comes through the door, even you, Carl. And I have to say something about Four Winds before I leave. I have Four Winds jewelry on.
I love that.
Is he great, Susan, or what? You know, I can't say enough about him. It's the, you know,
and Leonard. Yes and no. But no, he'll, you know, I like, he, you know, Leonard wheels and deals, and that's always fun.
Because he, you know, he does it for you. Anybody that's using our chat room, we've had to, you need to go back and re-up on it. You need to reload it.
Yeah, refresh your browser.
Refresh your browser.
So the page loads again and then log in.
Yeah, because for some reason it dropped out because of probably the numbers of people in it. So come back, refresh it. Anyway, Susan Wilson, thank you so much for
this.
Thank
you for having me this morning.
Absolutely.
And again,
it's
this Friday at the Shasta Senior Nutrition Program at 1000 Mercy Oaks Drive. Where's that exactly?
It's just by Simpson College
out
there.
That's what I thought. It's out there.
Mercy Oaks is out there.
Yes.
Golden Umbrella's out there.
Okay.
It's a regular old people's place out there. What can I say? And I'll be there.
But you're not old. You're going to have to show us your ID. I don't think you, I know what, I frankly, I don't think you can get the special at Jersey Mike's Subway Shop. I don't think you can get that. All right. Okay.
I love you too.
It's Linda's birthday. We'll be right back right after these messages. We're going to be talking about Mike Wiley, who is a veteran who just passed away, who's had a huge impact on this community and the community, surrounding communities here in the North State for the work he's done. We'll be right back.
Wonder why large chain store pharmacies make you walk all the way through their store to get to the pharmacy in the back? And why they take so long to fill your prescriptions? The reason is that they hope you'll shop while you wait and spend a few more dollars in their store. At Owens Pharmacies, we know you have a busy life. That's why we fill your prescriptions fast, so you can get your prescriptions filled and get on with the rest of your day. We don't sell frozen pizzas or motor oil. We are dedicated to providing you with the best clinical pharmacy services available. There's a reason Owens Pharmacy has been voted best in the North State for the last 6 years in a row. That reason is great clinical pharmacists, the best service, and low prices. Isn't that what everyone wants from a pharmacy? Why would you go anywhere else? Come to Owens today and see why the North State says nobody is better.
Haven Humane Society is excited to announce our 6th annual Dog-a-thon Family Festival on June 7th from 3 to 7 p.m. Bring the whole family out to enjoy carnival games, splash dog jumping, the Westminster Dog Show, and more. This year we are having a barbecue and concert from 7 to 10 p.m. The Boot Scootin' Doggies event starts with a 6 p.m. Yappy Hour and features the band Cattle Rockin'. Tickets are $25 and support our goal of a day when there are no more homeless pets. For information, call 241-5262 or visit havenhumane.net.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Join Erin Ryan and Bill Cundiff this and every Sunday for a full 2 hours of in-depth discussion with the experts in their field. Things you won't hear in the mainstream media. We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Today is May the 21st, 2014. We're blinded by the light. We're blinded by the beauty of this woman next to me. Linda's birthday's today. Linda's birthday.
Oh, gosh.
Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? It's going to start getting hot. It's been hot. It's going to get hot again. And you want to have somebody who can take care of your cooling systems. And that's Martin and his people from Alliance Heating and Air. No matter what kind of make or model it is. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. He'll come out there and inspect them. In fact, he just went out and saw Bob's the other day, checked everything out there on the filters and the air ducts, all this. Not only that, but Martin is offering a $100 contribution to your favorite charity to the first person who calls him the day it is officially 100 degrees in Reading. Can't be in your backyard, can't be in your car. The first day it's 100 degrees officially in Reading, you call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642 and say it's 100 degrees, and he will donate $100 to your favorite charity. That's Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. You know, it's a happy day because of Linda's birthday. It's always happy.
Well, you know, you think about life and you think about your mother, and then you think about happiness of why you're here to celebrate it, and then you do think about, you know, when will the good Lord take me? And we're here today at this moment to celebrate and embrace the work of this man and his friend here today. Mike Wiley, who was, you know, it's hard to say was, but Vietnam veteran and such an advocate for the veterans, always was a voice here on KCNR, did so much to help his brother and sisters in the armed forces, and was just, it was very shocking to hear the news not too long ago of him passing.
Carl Turner is with us today, and Carl is a friend, of course, of Mike's, as was anybody that knew Mike. And Carl is the sculptor for the Vietnam memorial that we're putting up at IGO, that we're raising money to put money to put this up at IGO at the cemetery there. But Carl is a good friend of Mike's. Can you talk? Can you know? Some people may wonder what happens. Can you want to tell us what happened with Mike?
I'll be glad to. First, I'd like to start off with, you mentioned the Vietnam Veterans Monument. Mike was the force behind that. He started that whole project. He got me involved. I want to give him credit for that.
Fantastic.
Unfortunately, Mike started having chest pains a while back, and it resulted in a massive heart attack where he died. However, in celebrating his life, Mike was a very passionate person. One of his passions was motorcycling. And in fact, he was riding, he was on his motorcycle when this event happened. He was out on 44. He had just stopped at the grocery store in Palisadro, talked to a couple of ladies about his very interesting Russian motorcycle. He got on his bike and headed back home. The lady he had been talking to, shortly after that, she started following him. She got on 44 and she saw his motorcycle pulled over the side of the road. And she said, immediately she knew something was wrong. She said, oh no, not to him. Mike had made quite an impression on her, talked to her for maybe 10, 15 minutes about his motorcycle. Mm. His life, mm-hmm. You know, what he was interested in. So she pulled over. Mike was still on the bike. His motorcycle had a sidecar, so fortunately it doesn't fall over. That was our big joke. When we fall over, the bike doesn't. So he was still sitting on the bike, collapsed. She got him off the motorcycle with the help of another, I believe a retired policeman. They started administering CPR. The next five people that showed up were a combination of off-duty firemen, off-duty policemen. There were two motorcyclists stopped that were on a cross-country motorcycle trip. One of them was an EMT. The other one was a doctor.
Wow.
Everybody was working on Mike.
Yes.
The angels came.
Yes. They worked on him until the ambulance arrived and
It was too late.
Yeah. Well, you can never give up hope when that happens with CPR, because you can work on somebody for 20 minutes and you can just keep working on it.
Right.
So the angels, I feel like mm-hmm. those were the angels mm-hmm. that came to be around him at that time.
Well, the lady called you later, right?
Yes.
The nurse called you later, and this is so cool.
She went to Allen & Dahl in Palisadro and talked to the funeral director and told him.
I know, this is tough on you, Carl.
Had told him what happened. He gave her my contact information. She called me yesterday, I think, or the day before yesterday. She said she wanted to talk to someone that felt for Mike, and she wanted the family to know. He did not die alone. And apparently he did not really die in pain. It happened so quick. The interesting thing was, I told her, I said, he just came from his VA doctor, and the VA doctor had given him nitroglycerin pills that were still in his pocket. Mm. It happened so fast, he couldn't reach in his pocket and pull and take a pill.
Well, you know what, Mike Wiley, you know, when the we got to know Mike, because of his advocacy for the veterans, and it wasn't, you know what, and he advocated for those veterans that were in need.
the homeless veterans, those that needed help out there.
Suicide prevention, he would help lead that.
Oh, he was, yeah, one of those. And he was a strong man. And he was one, remember the Brownwater Navy in Vietnam, and he rode those patrol boats that became so famous in Apocalypse Now. Or I guess John Kerry was in those too. But Mike is a type of guy that quiet, but very forceful. And in the sense that, that he knew what he wanted to do. And the Vietnam veterans statue, the statue you're making right now.
The memorial you're making right now
is just absolutely beautiful. In fact, we have a painting of it hanging on our wall in here. Now his services are going to be held on Friday
morning at 9:30 at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Idaho.
That's right. We go till 9 o'clock, and I'm going to try and see if I can't blow out here a little bit earlier so I can make sure I get up there. He has done so much for the people around here, for the veterans around here. But below the he's not one of these people out, where you see him a lot. I mean, but he's always there. He's behind the scenes, but getting things done. A forceful spokesman for the veterans of our community and our nation. And I guess you got to know him very well.
Yes, he was my best friend. I don't think I'll ever meet anyone like him again. We're fortunate, the ones of us that have a wonderful wife. That doesn't happen to everyone. And when you have a good friend, you know you have a good friend.
Yeah.
So I feel blessed. I have a wonderful wife, and I had a wonderful friend. Actually, I still have a wonderful friend in Mike. Because as long as I remember him, he's still here.
Yes.
Man of quality.
Yes.
Okay. And again, at 9:30 on Friday, he will be his services will be up at IGO. And for anybody that would like to go up there, of course, everybody's welcome.
Yes,
and it's we don't do this a lot. We have somebody come in and talk about an individual.
And we
appreciate it.
He was a brave person, and you're brave for coming in. This is a time of huge grief, but you're being strong for his wife and your friends and the veterans. And so, Mike would be like, he's here with us in spirit. We can see him right here with us and feel him. And I know Friday is going to be a wonderful day, and he's going to say, aw, shucks, you don't need to. Well, yes, we do. We need you to know how much we appreciate, Mike Wiley. So we hope to see you there Friday morning at the IGO Cemetery.
Sitting on his bike.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. And there will be a motorcycle escort from Allen and Dahl in Palo Cedro out to the cemetery. If anyone has a motorcycle and would like to join them, they're welcome.
And what time will that leave? Okay. Well, we'll find that out. Yeah. I think they put that out someplace.
Probably about 8:30 or so.
Probably like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you're out there around 8:30. Otherwise, just drive on out there. Okay. Carl Turner. Hey, how's the fundraising doing?
We have about 10% of what we need. We're realizing now that maybe private funds might not be enough, so we're going to start pursuing public funds.
Fundraising.
The local governments and to help us step forward and support our veterans.
Well, maybe we can
before
get some
we
of
die.
These, yeah. Maybe we can get – yeah, before – yeah, well, yeah, this isn't the VA, right?
Right.
What we'll try and do – I think there's some big foundations around here. Maybe we need to talk to a few of them that ought to start that perhaps should start looking at helping veterans organizations out. I think there's a couple – there's one of them that I don't think does. Others do. Wind River, of course, is very supportive of veterans, as you know.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Carl, thanks a lot.
Thanks
a lot for being here. This week, let me see what – tonight, tomorrow, Friday, so two more days before we go. Mm-hmm. All right. Any last thoughts here on this? Anything that Mike was working on? Anything special here? I know that we have
things special, but anything.
I know. But I mean, did he have something that he was going on right now?
The primary thing that him and I both were working on was the Vietnam Veterans Monument, and my closing words would be, I'd like to give thanks And we all should give thanks for having a friend like Mike.
Thank you. They come by very, very, very rarely.
Very.
Very rarely.
He was an exceptional person. And I'm glad everyone knows that, because we need to know that.
Okay, Mike Wiley, a veteran, veterans advocate. You know, we don't use the word activist. It's got the wrong term. He's a veterans advocate for those that needed help from in our society there. Mm-hmm. Put his life on the line many times in Vietnam and has come here and has come to the North State and has done so much. Mike Wiley, veteran, United States Navy. Services will be this Friday at Igo Cemetery at 9:30.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki meeting with President Obama at the White House this morning to talk about trouble in the agency. Meanwhile, retired General Stanley McChrystal says America's veterans should always be able to expect good treatment at VA facilities.
When America thinks about meeting their commitment to veterans to take care of their medical requirements, the veterans shouldn't have to wonder whether that commitment's going to be fulfilled.
And the measure comes as pressure builds on Capitol Hill to overhaul the beleaguered agency. Also at SRNnews.com, Pennsylvania's ban on so-called homosexual marriage has been overturned by a federal judge. Tony Perkins is president of the Family Research Council.
Male-female unions will continue to be uniquely important to society. The only question is whether government will acknowledge that fact or attempt to deny the truth about marriage.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell beat his Tea Party challenger with ease in Kentucky yesterday in the GOP primary.
The reason we need to be together, of course, is because this race has always been much bigger than one candidate. It's about the kind of state we want.
A wildfire in northern Arizona has forced the evacuation of a two-mile stretch of Oak Creek Canyon and was 0% contained as of last night. Cosonino National Forest spokeswoman Heather Noel.
We have approximately 100 structures currently threatened north of Slide Rock State Park, which include private homes as well as vacation resort cabins.
The blaze was 450 acres as of last evening. Now that Minneapolis has a 2018 Super Bowl, organizers are determined to show the world that nobody does winter better than Minnesota. Maybe a new stadium in town.
I'm excited. I'm glad we're getting a new stadium. I think it's time we get a new stadium, and I think it's great that we won the bid for the Super Bowl.
Minneapolis resident Kurt Maroney, no doubt speaking for many in his town. At Wall Street, the Dow's been booming. It's up about 130 points. This is SRN News.
Lumber Liquidators just bought millions of square feet of overstocked top quality flooring directly from the mills for their overstock flooring sale going on now. I'm talking gorgeous pre-finished hardwood for an unheard of 89 cents a square foot. Their thickest and best Brazilian cherry laminate at 99 cents a square foot. Even all Morningstar bamboo is on sale. So go to lumberliquidators.com right now to find the store nearest you. They've got 20 months special financing available. But hurry, because the overstock flooring sale ends Tuesday, May 27th.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicki said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
A court in Egypt has sentenced former President Hosni Mubarak to 3 years in prison after finding him guilty of embezzling public funds.
The former Egyptian president looked alert but betrayed no emotion as he waited for the verdict to be read. He was seated in court, flanked by his two sons. The embezzlement was a family affair. The longtime ruler was sentenced to 3 years and his sons to 4 years each. Mr. Mubarak's lawyer told the BBC he expected him to be moved to prison from the Cairo Military Hospital, where he has lived since last August.
As the BBC's Orla Guerin reporting from Cairo, police in Taiwan say a drunken university student wielding a knife attacked riders on board a subway train in the capital of Taipei today, killing four people and wounding nearly two dozen others. Police say the 21-year-old told them that he wanted to do something that was, quote, shocking and big. This is SRN News. Google is amassing cash overseas to help finance a foreign shopping spree that could cost up to $30 billion.
Google says $20 to $30 billion is being set aside for the acquisition of foreign companies and technology rights held outside the U.S. The Mountain View, California-based company also says it may spend about $4 billion purchasing offices and data centers outside the United States. Google's overseas cash totaled $34.5 billion through March. Another $25 billion is held in the U.S.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. Chalk one up for the Bulls, and not in Chicago. It was at a prestigious bullfighting arena in Madrid where the Bulls achieved a symbolic win, injuring three matadors, forcing organizers to call off the bullfight. Two were gored, a third was tossed into the air. Officials say it's the first time in 35 years that a bullfight was stopped at the ring because of too many injuries to the matadors. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 14C. I know you warned me. You warned me.
I didn't exactly sneak up on you.
Yeah, no. But we were. You know what? It's Linda's birthday, and we were just like, nah, 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 nah. Okay, it's 8:06 on May the 21st. Yes, it is Linda Bott's birthday. Phone line's here 605-4567 if you'd like to call in and say hello. And happy birthday, Linda. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We had to reset our computers again, but it's working really well. And so good morning to everybody. Gosh, what a great day it is. And we're going to be talking about a lot of things. But let's start off with Josh Wiley, our Wells Fargo advisor. And he's going to tell us what's happening on Wall Street and much, much more. Hi, Josh.
Hey, how's it going? Well, markets remain positive in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's up 134 points. At 16,508, while the Nasdaq's up 22 at 4,118, and the S&P 500's up 10 at 1,883. Oil's up $1.06 at $103.39 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.41%. Gold's down $4.20 at $1,290, while silver's down a penny at $19.39 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Intel's up 3 nickels at $26.20. Coca-Cola's up 6 cents at $40.65, while Merck is up 44 cents at $56.44. Well, that's market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 708-808-908 in the morning. And you know what? They can talk about financial freedom. They can lead you on that path where you can live well as you get
and
older.
And that is the key. There it is. Living well. Appreciating life.
It doesn't just take money. It takes, I mean, it's other things. But give them a call. 243-7561. Okay, we have what?
And now, another mystery caller.
Good morning.
Okay, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Linda. Happy birthday to you. This is from your mom and dad.
Oh.
We hope your day is special, and I'm sure you'll have a great, great one.
Well, thank you for making me and having me. I love you both. I am so blessed to have such great parents.
Well, we're blessed to have you too,
honey.
Yeah, good job, Tom.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you later.
Okay. All right, love you guys.
I love to ask my mom. Yeah. Thanks. So I asked my mom, okay, what was it? How long was I in labor? She said I had some kind of scab on my face that when I came out, they went, oh! I said, maybe that's why I've had issues. No, you know. But anyway, so, no, they've been great parents.
It's not still there.
And I'm 56 today, if everybody's asking. I was born in 1958 and from North Carolina. And my parents have been married 63 years. And I'm just, you know, look at them. I aspire to be like them. When I'm in my 80s.
Yeah, they're going. It's hard to keep
up. Got a long ways to go still, yeah. But.
Hey, you know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew. You know, Tobacco and Brew have been with us since our very first show, my very first show, back in 2007, after I got back from Iraq. And I can't say enough about Joe and Shelley. You know, what great people. And there, this week at the store, they have in stock Psycho 7 cigars, which received 90 points in the Cigar Aficionado magazine. It contains a medley of tobaccos from six countries. They also have the new H. Upton The Banker. And all of these things are new there. Plus the fact they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town at Tobacco and Brew. And they wanted to know that for Father's Day, that with the purchase of a Zippo lighter or a humidor, they can get into a drawing for a Zippo man's watch. And also, they have a new business now located there. It's an antique and collectible store, right next door to Tobacco and Brew. Finest walk-in humidor in the state, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, really, really good people.
And all they've right. been good friends and supporters. Yeah. Oh, well, we have a man in uniform.
You know, you kind of feel sorry for the deputies, right? You know, I mean, I was there and I see the deputies rolling around on the ground with people, you know, out there and drunks and people throwing up on them. You know, they've got all these things going on. And then, you know, then I go into the jail and I see the corrections officers and I see the things going on there. Then Troy Clegg walks in. Sergeant Troy Clegg walks in.
Is that S-A-R means? S-A-R.
And then that's something else. But he walks in his baseball hat, his uniform, and shorts.
Tanned.
Tan and tall.
And
smiling.
Good morning.
Hi, Sergeant.
Good morning. You weren't supposed to give away my secret about my position here at the sheriff's office.
Oh, really?
Okay, this is regularly Sheriff Basenko's time. He's been really busy. He's in and out of town, so you know he offered up our the good sergeant here because
thank you so much.
Because the boating season started, and
yes.
It's going to get a lot bigger here.
Absolutely.
And you, what's your job exactly?
Well, I'm the boating safety coordinator, so we run all the law enforcement out on the lakes and the waterways within the county. So we're quite busy this time of year.
Okay, it becomes Memorial Day is when it kicks off, right?
Yes, it does. Actually, Mother's Day is kind of our kickoff. We get pretty busy on Mother's Day, but Memorial Day usually doubles from what we had on Mother's Day. And get a lot of people out there enjoying the lake. Unfortunately, it makes us very busy.
Share with our listeners, how many people in the sheriff's department are working on the lakes? I mean, how many would you say, 20, 30?
No, not even close. We have about a dozen officers out there. What I do is I pick up 9 to 10 seasonal to come out and help on the lakes and the rivers during the busy season.
Mm-hmm.
Right now we only have 3 full-time people that run the waterways year-round.
Okay. And I know we're going to be covering some rules and regulations. I think everybody needs to know because we love to go out, you know, people in their patio boats and people in their, you know, why they're canoeing or kayaking or whatever they're doing.
Paddleboarding out there now, huh?
Yes, paddleboards.
Does that become a problem?
It is not usually a problem. The issue is once you have an oar in your hand or you have some form of transportation like a paddle, it becomes a vessel and you need to have a life jacket. People don't understand that, well, I'm just on a paddleboard, it floats. If something happens, I'm fine. Well, you have to have a life jacket when you're on a paddleboard. Okay. You don't have to wear it. You just have to have it with you at all times.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so you just throw it on the paddleboard and it's with you?
Well, you put it down.
Well, no, this is one of those weird things.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. It is one of those strange things.
I can understand on a boat, okay, you got them with you, but where are you going to store it on a paddleboard?
Right. So what they have now is an automatic inflatable, so you can wear it like a fanny pack, mm-hmm. and once you hit the water, it'll inflate and it'll come off.
You know, those are good ideas. Yeah. I tell you what, that, you know what, I was wondering when that was going to finally be invented, and so because when you're trying to wear, especially if you're doing offshore, mm-hmm. you know, when you're in, I'm talking about oceans and all that, having that on, it was a problem, but you're offshore, and especially if you're, you know, if you're just a couple of you on there and you hit some heavy water, that if you went over, I mean, you've got things you can do, you know, something you may be trailing behind you, but it would take away your mobility wearing some of the life preservers they had out there. So one like this, when it hits the water, it automatically inflates.
Yes.
If you have it on wrong, though, it puts your butt in the air, which is, so that's one of the things you
it's
have
hard
to
dive.
Have to learn
you can't
about.
Dive with a life jacket on.
That, or you have one of those noodles.
Yeah.
You know,
we bought some of those noodles.
Yeah, fun noodles.
Yeah.
Everybody loves those.
You know what? I had no idea.
99-cent store. I got four of them.
I never knew they had that much fun to them. Okay. Hey, our guest is Sergeant.
We're getting sidetracked.
Troy Clegg here. And you know what we're doing here is we're going to talk about boating safety and all that. And then during the break, I want to talk about, you said there was a lot of problems you had with the Coast Guard Auxiliary. I'll talk a little bit about that.
Meanwhile,
one
more time.
Well, another call.
I'm not going to say this is the last.
No,
time.
No.
Another mystery caller.
Okay.
Hi, Linda. This is Allison Bob Garrity. Want to wish you a happy birthday. Have a happy birthday. Do we have a birthday here?
Yes, we have a birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Allison Bob Garrity. Fantastic. Oh, my. Well, that's just going to show you. You have to go on this cruise with us August 15th. Thanks so much, guys. Oh, that made my.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. They are the best people.
Thanks a lot.
Actually, we are, speaking of water, we're going on a Salute to Veterans cruise August 15th to the British Isles. And Alice, who's put this whole thing together, Alice and Bob, will be with us. And I know there's some spaces left.
Yeah, it's not too late to hop on this thing because you can fly with us. You can and party with us all the way around the British Isles. And I mean that. We've got people already there.
2 weeks of ports every day. One day at sea. We're at port. We're in Ireland, Scotland. It's going to be fantastic. And we're leading this group.
Beaches in Normandy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And so, Alice and Bob, thanks so much. And we can't wait to spend that kind of time. I've never had a birthday song sung to me like that.
That was great. Hey, our guest is Sergeant Troy Clegg of the Shasta County Sheriff's Department, who is head of their boating safety group.
Having fun yet?
Yeah, I am. Thank
right,
you.
We'll
I,
right
love that. I love that song.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
I've never heard it like that.
You'll say we've got nothing in common. No common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tay Van Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tay Van Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
Your home is your castle, but to a thief, it's just another target.
There's no one-size-fits-all security system, and that's why Hue & Cry custom designs every home security alarm system. Hue & Cry is a locally and family-owned business that's been serving the Shasta County area for 22 years. Hue & Cry produces a quality turnkey system with an exclusive performance guarantee. Now that's personal service. Call Hue & Cry. 800-800-ALARM. 800-800-ALARM.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Good morning. How are you on this 21st day of May? 60 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be sunny today with temperatures around. Yes, I have to wear specs. 89 degrees. And mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 59. It looks like Thursday is going to be around 92. Friday around 93. Love that. And clear nights as well. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And this is this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Home Helpers. Caring for Redding families since 2004. That's right. They're celebrating their 10th year anniversary, and it's going to be next Wednesday.
Wow, 10 years in
That's
business.
That's right. Check out their website at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. All caregivers there are background checked, drug screened, bonded, and insured. Call for a free in-home consultation. And let me tell you, Sharon Clark is a quality lady, and her people are quality people. And if you need somebody to help you with your family and your family needs, you give Home Helpers a call. You know what? I guarantee you, you're going to be happy. Give them a call, 226-8350. All right, we've got, I guess we're going to the phones again. All right, good morning.
Hey there, this is Cousin Buford, and I want to wish that pretty little thing a happy birthday. And I want to tell you that she has been an inspiration to my cousin Chelsea. Cousin Chelsea was a big one. She'd take up two seats on the Greyhound. But once I stopped her from drinking that Lucky Longer beer and have her look at these things that Linda's been doing, working out and being so beautiful, she now is down to Diet Fresca and party mix. So I just want to wish her a happy birthday, and she's made us all happy here. You know, I can't even believe, I'm happier than a pig in mud. I can't believe that she has done what she has done as far as making us all cheery. And I just want her to know that Cousin Buford appreciates her, that people at the Tea Party appreciate her, that people from the state of Jefferson appreciate her. I just want her to know she's totally appreciated. I hope she has a wonderful day. Here's to you, darling. Hope you live another 100 years. Bye.
This is, thank you so much. This has been so entertaining today. That totally made my day. I have no idea. The first caller today, we have no idea.
Second,
that person.
We knew my daughter. We knew your parents. I think that was it.
I have no idea, but that was hilarious. That's stand-up right there, folks. Anyway, okay. Thank you for breaking us up there. That was fantastic.
That was super.
All right, so we have a man in uniform
That's
here
right.
today. Our...
Who is caught in this madness here. So it's Sergeant Troy Clegg.
Come on
he
in.
Takes care of the, he takes care of the Shasta County Sheriff's Department's. Water, you know, you are the water enforcement guy, right?
Correct.
On the lake. Now, you might, because it looks like things are just going to keep happening. So, Troy, let's hop in here. What are some of the rules that people need to know when they're out there?
Well, some of the some of the most violations that we see out there is that you have to operate a boat. You want to stay 100 feet, a minimum of 100 feet away from any other objects, swimmers, docks, boats, any other object. Yeah, people are getting way too close together, and that just causes problems. I mean, you obviously can hit somebody else, and that's one of the biggest concerns. That's one of our major stops that we stop people at and saying, please be careful. Keep your distance.
Did you say 100 feet or 100 yards?
100 feet.
Okay, so if they're out there water skiing and you got several boats out there, I mean, I bet that's just when you see like four or five boats out heading for it, going water skiing, and I mean, how do you keep order there?
Kayakers. Yeah.
And then kayakers out there, and then the paddle boarders.
Correct. One of the rules of the waterways is you have to maintain a proper lookout, and that is important. That's unlike cars where the passenger really doesn't have to pay attention. In boats, you have to maintain proper lookout, and that's the job of the passengers is to look for these things, look for people swimming in the water, look for the kayaks and stuff like that. It's absolutely imperative that they do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And then if there's water skiers, as soon as they go down, there should be somebody in the boat
with a flag.
Holding a flag up so you can look.
Absolutely. That's another one of our big violations. They don't really get that flag up in time, or they'll have it up all the time. Same thing. It's a violation. That flag is to warn you that there's a rope in the water, a skier in the water, an object in the water. Somebody is in the water, and you need to maintain a proper vigilance.
And don't you always have to have three in the boat if somebody's skiing?
No, you have to have two. You have to have one other observer when someone is in the water.
Right.
So that's three total in a boat. But you have to have that one observer. And that observer has to be 12-year-old or older.
Oh.
Yeah, you can't have a 10-year-old being your observer out there.
Oh, hey, I didn't know. That's
okay.
A new one
for
me.
It's okay for me to have a beer in my hand and be driving, right?
Well, I don't want to say that, no. I don't want to say that at all, but it's 0.08.
Okay.
0.08 is the same as driving.
It's just like you're driving a car.
Correct. But what I want to say is there is an open container. You can't have the open container in the car, but your driver, it's the same.
Okay, same thing.
How do you go about it? I'm curious about that. Do you have like is it a breathalyzer? If you're looking at somebody and you look at their eyes and think that they're impaired, how do you test them?
It's the same. We just don't – obviously, we have to modify the field sobriety exercises because you can't do the walk and turn and all that stuff. So we do different muscle.
Okay.
If they did, you probably wouldn't book them, right? If they just did the walk and turn on the water right there.
If they went out and did the walk and turn and came back 9 steps on the water, they're going to go ahead and go home.
Okay, that's right. In fact, probably take you all with them, become their disciples.
Right, that's an instant pass, and we're going to have
to. So what are any of the perilous conditions with the fact that the water's down? Besides snags, what do we have to look for?
Well, there is, obviously, with the water going down, there is obstacles that will be coming up. And you have to watch out for that stuff. Again, that's for your job, for your driver and the observers to be looking for anything floating in the water. Any discoloration in the water is going to give you an indication that it's shallow. The Forest Service does a great job trying to mark those. They just can't mark them all.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your job to be careful and to be observant and to be mm-hmm. watchful for that mm-hmm. kind of stuff.
I just wanted to interject here. One of the things that the auxiliary has found over the years is that people who are wakeboarding at the back of the boat where the carbon monoxide can build up as the boat moves forward, it makes a little hollow, it makes a little vacuum, and the monoxide builds up there. And the people just keeled off their wakeboards from carbon monoxide poisoning. So you should be back at least 20, 30 feet from the boat to get out of that carbon monoxide cloud, because that'll take you down instantly.
Correct, and that's one of the violations that we see also is riding when you're not inside the boat when the boat is running. If you're on the outside, your feet hanging off, or you're on the back swim deck, that's a violation that we stop for all the time. And that's what he's talking about. They kind of named it teak surfing, or they're standing on the back of the boat when it's running. Very dangerous.
The Slaughterhouse Island is it's not going to be there this year because the water's too low. But so people have moved.
Yes, yes. What happens on the busy weekends, they all like to get together in one area, and that creates a big problem for the boating safety officers.
Mm-hmm.
I think we counted last year there was about 117 boats that we found all together.
Oh, yeah. They all lashed together fairly well-behaved, but you could see that it was – and that was because of the massive law enforcement and fire and agency – bird dogging them.
Presence.
Do you have tickets for flashing or for nudity?
Do we have tickets for that? Yeah. It's a violation.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
The sheriff's department sells tickets.
Yeah.
And helps raise money to get a new boat. They bought a new boat last year after selling 4,483 tickets to watch the girls flashing at Slaughterhouse Island. Though Sergeant Clegg will not admit that.
That is not true.
No, in Sturgis they do that. In Sturgis everybody thinks it's this crazy place, but if girls flash, they get it there. There's a ticket in town.
Yes, there is.
They used to get them for...
Although you can have your butt showing through your chaps, but you just can't flash your...
But they used to do is get them for indecent exposure, which they found out was a sex crime.
Right.
And they went, uh-oh, we can't do this because, you know, giving a girl a... So now they give them tickets for, I don't know, misbehaving in public or something like that. So it's not a felony, you know, and they pay their $25 fine or something. But you'd be surprised. There's very few of – you see that in very, very few places where they expose
yourself. Would the ticket be indecent exposure? What's a ticket for if they flash or they moon?
We really don't have that issue anymore.
Okay. Oh, good.
Yeah. The issue is the excessive drinking when they get in the big party scene and they just overdrink and then they don't really care for themselves and we really have to maintain.
How many people do y'all rescue from over alcohol poisoning?
Well, the medical boat, we actually have the fire boat out there, boat 254. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate them coming out there because they help us out a great deal with medical calls. And they're out there just as long as we are, usually 16, 18 hours a day on the weekends. And they handle a lot of medical calls, anywhere from drinking too much, over drinking, falls, any type of injury. I mean, they're very busy out there with us.
So, and most of these kids, are they underage that when you have problems with? Or are they 21 and over?
No, they're usually
all college kids.
From 19 to 25. Mm-hmm.
They're in college,
And you see these things, right? You see these things in different events where it shows, you know, the police or other people coming through and they're just tanked and you just want, who's looking after these guys, you know?
The part that I found amusing was the kids, and you could tell these were veteran partiers. They would have their houseboat number magic markered on their arms, so when they passed out, they knew where to return them. This is where you drag him back up to.
Before we take a break, is there a curfew for jet skis?
Absolutely.
And what time would that be?
That's during hours of darkness, which is sunrise to sunset. You can't be operating a PWC after hours.
Nothing worse than trying to relax on the lake and hear this wee. That just makes
me it's dangerous out there too.
It's absolutely dangerous. They lose good proper lookout. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like I said, they can't see as well, and they're not equipped to operate after hours. They don't have the proper lighting equipment, and it just causes a danger.
Our guest is Sergeant Troy Clegg, who is the head of the boating or the water
boating
safety.
It's a boating safety unit, basically.
Boating safety unit for the Shasta County Sheriff's Department, and it's a tough job, but help. Somebody's got to do it.
I know.
Hey, it's Linda's birthday. Give her a call, 605-4567.
We've had a couple. We've had some call back when we had a little more of our show.
Did you tell them to call back?
I asked them to call back.
You should have just brought them through. Let's get our priorities here.
Great. All right. We've got more to talk about after the break for Memorial Day, happening.
Also, we want to talk about Cornwall, which is a movie that's going to be this Sunday at this Cascade Theater. Follow up a Restrepo. I'd like to have everybody come there and visit and watch this movie. It's about our veteran. It's a follow up to those young men that fought in the battle up there on the combat outpost at Restrepo and what happened to them afterwards. We've got one of the people that were in the movie, Tad Donahoe Jr., is going to be here answering questions. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, it's Linda's birthday.
Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hey, not sure if you noticed this or not, but our city's population is changing. Thousands of violent felons have been released into our streets, and the time is now to learn how to protect yourself against assault and other life-threatening, forcible crimes. When you choose a firearms instruction company, demand the best NRA-certified instruction in the region. Demand NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Professional instructors can make the difference between a positive training experience and, well, one that you're not so sure about. 999-1822 or visit us online at RiddingCCW.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey! Hey! This is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, local Reading chiropractor, and
Josie Salas-Tynan, holistic health practitioner. Join us on the Positively Healthy Show, where twins talk health. Listen on the first, third, and fourth Saturdays of the month as we talk about health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more.
Streaming on KCNR1460.com from 10 to 11 a.m. We keep you up to date locally and globally. Find out how you can become positively healthy.
You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will.
You will. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Linda Bott's birthday.
You know,
if you were told to call back, now is the time to call back.
Well, we're talking with our sheriff here today, you know, and our sergeant that's in charge of the waterways.
The boating safety.
Yeah.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great place. It's like the Cheers of barbershops. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. What else can I say? Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue. Okay. Sergeant Troy Clegg is here, and he heads up this Sheriff's Department's boating and safety.
Absolutely.
It's all yours now, their birthday girl.
Oh, no.
Girl.
I mean,
it's all
we
yours,
were talking,
birthday girl.
We were just talking again about the rules and regulations of what people really, you know, and they do change sometimes the numbers or maybe new regulations that have been put into play. So it's 2014, the summer of which, you know, the lake is down. We talked about, because the lake is down, that there's some safety issues to pay attention. I love what Correct. I learned today is that you can't have somebody flag under 12.
Correct.
And
so how about if I ask, how old do you have to be to wear a life jacket? When you have to wear your life jacket, how old?
There is no
Six.
Age.
There is an age.
Six.
It's if you are 12 or older, you don't have to wear your life jacket, but you have to have a life jacket for every person that's on the boat. If you are 11 years or under, you have to be wearing that life jacket.
So you have to wear it.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Wearing that life jacket.
You know,
Go on. No, which after saying that, I don't want to get to convey that if you're 12, you don't have to wear a life jacket. I want to see all the children and everybody wearing a life jacket because the big excuse is, well, I know how to swim. Well, just like in an accident, if something were to happen, you're thrown from the boat. It doesn't matter if you can swim or not. You're in trouble, and you need to be wearing that life jacket. So that's the rule. Obviously, I would like to push and get people to wear more life jackets. It saves lives. Life jacket saves lives.
Wouldn't it be great if the if you could get a – because people don't like to wear them because they're bulky. If we could get everybody into the inflatable – you know, that hits the water and inflates right then. If we could get everybody into those, you know, find some way of making it, making them cheaper, because I think they're like $70 a piece.
No, they're a little more than that. We actually, the boating safety, you know, we wear our life jackets and they are the inflatables and they are a little bit spinny.
Are they more?
But
okay.
They are, we're wearing them and they're
they
on
have
it
to be
all the
maintained.
Time. Yes, and they do have to be maintained.
You have to put like CO2 cartridges in them? And
yes.
All that? Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, but that's important because, as you said, I've known people that could swim mm-hmm. that didn't make it out because they get hit in the head.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
When they hit the water.
They
cramp.
They're going, they don't know why.
It can be a number of things that happen. I mean, that's why people die all the time from drowning. When you're driving a boat around to lake, now that the lake's down, I know but we talked about snags and that. Where can people put their boats in?
Well, it's still just like previous years. You just find a spot where you can dock your boat. The problem is, just like a roadway, if you narrow the roadway, now you've got boats operating in a smaller space. So you just have to be more vigilant. You have to be careful. You've got to have a proper lookout to where you're going, because now you have the same amount of boats in a smaller area. So you just have to be careful and maintain.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen out there? Okay, really. Come
on.
And you
one.
Don't have to give names.
Okay,
but if they're well known, it'd be nice. But what's the weirdest thing?
Not the weirdest thing, but the best thing I've seen is we had a crime and we went out in the middle of the night to investigate it, and they gave me the description of the boat, and so we were looking for it, and it's dark and we can't find it. And the next morning we found it 15 feet up on an island. And so when they were running from us, they ran aground, and there was the boat perched on an island, just perfectly still. Of course, it was damaged, and they were fine because they walked away. We didn't actually catch them, but it was a little bit you know, it was kind of that instant justice, you know, that they they ruined their boat while they were running from us.
Wow,
that's kind of cool. You know, yeah. Somebody breaks their leg when they're running away from the police.
No, yeah, I mean,
you know, it's kind of
they
like,
were
oh,
they were
oh,
injured.
Instant justice, I like
right.
that.
Instant justice.
What's that like anymore? Huh?
Yeah, yes, I didn't want to see them get injured, but they were
but they destroyed their boat. So it's kind of like it's an eye opener.
Correct. Yeah.
Pop.
Yeah.
Not as big a deal on the lakes as it is, say, on the ocean. But there are rules of the road that mariners are expected to be aware of, and if you are in a collision because you didn't follow the rules of the road, you're probably going to be far more liable. Very easy to find out what those are. Take a boating safety class from the Coast Guard Auxiliary. Contact me here, and I can turn you on to that. But really, people, you can jump into a boat with absolutely no training, and you've got 4 tons,
wow,
400 horsepower, no brakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's
no brakes. That's scary. I know.
That is definitely one of the bullet points that I wanted to convey today is you can buy a boat and be out there on the lake tomorrow operating the boat without any training at all.
Mm.
So our biggest goal out there on the lake is education. We stop people all the time and just go over the rules. Look, this is what you're violating. This is your education. This is what, you know, and we even give them a book. Here's some basic laws. Please read up on them because it's very dangerous. So those are minor violations. If there's a violation where it's danger or life-threatening, they're going to get a ticket, and we can actually take that boat out of service until they fix that problem, say not enough life jackets. So it is important, and education is our biggest thing out there.
Do you count life jackets then?
Absolutely.
And is there a fine?
There is.
Absolutely.
Absolutely, there's a fine.
Is there fines for driving around just shooting flares up in the air?
Absolutely.
Oh,
there is. Yeah, right.
No flares in the Shasta in Shasta County. None.
Oh.
Now, I have to carry them on my boat, but I'm not allowed to use them.
How about tracers?
Carl.
I'm just wondering.
No.
Okay, no.
Please, no shoot.
Okay.
Please, no flares. Please, no shooting.
I just wondered if I didn't see. No, but so that's right. Important. I mean, you can't shoot. I mean, if you can't shoot flares, even if somebody's in distress, or is that no flares? There's no flares.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't know that.
Carrie, I highly recommend that even if you have a pleasure boat or a bass boat, you go down to West Marine, you pick up a $100 handheld VHF. There is a VHF repeater. Channel 16 is monitored, and I believe Boating Safety does monitor Channel 16 now. Do they not, sir?
Well, you do have one in the office, but we're not always in the office.
Yeah.
No attention on the lake.
But that's your and if other boat, and when you're underway, if you have a radio that picks up Channel 16, VHF. By the way, never use one on the land. Big no-no. Somebody's probably going to hear you because there's a lot of places out there where cell doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So how many hours a day do y'all work out there?
Well, we have usually 4 boats on the water for at least 10 hours
a day. And how big is your department?
We have 12 people in the boating safety unit. So we cover Burney, we cover Sacramento River, and we cover mainly Lake Shasta.
Sacramento River. So yes. You have people out there in the river too? Huh?
Yes, we do.
Wow. So how do you get into this? I mean, the guys, do y'all fight it? You know, is there like a dark room in the eight guys that come out are in the boating in this group?
Yes, it is. Like I try to secretly tell you before, I've got the best job in the department. I truly enjoy what I do, and it is a desired position. We keep very busy, but it is a great job, and I absolutely love what I do.
You know,
well,
that's
thank
great.
You for your service.
That comes across, and are people pretty? I mean. A lot of times people don't like to see police or law enforcement, unlike firemen for some reason. I just for some reason get a feeling that it's kind of different with you all out there on a lake, that they kind of – or is it the same thing?
No, it is. It is because we have – hopefully we have a reputation out there for education. We really get out there and we give a lot of warnings, a lot of written warnings, and a lot of education. I mean, that's why we're out there.
Written warnings are safety, good. That's good because that kind of puts an impact on it.
Yeah, you actually get something in your hand that shows you the violation and you take it with you rather than a verbal. So they stay very busy out there.
A lot of ignorance, I imagine. Just like you said, you can buy a boat and be out there tomorrow and they don't know about stopping it. You know, that it's just going to keep going as they slam into something. So, you know, education is so important. And so you all doing that, I commend you for it.
Thank you. It's a tough job.
Two quick things. First of all, anybody who has a boat, Auxiliary offers boating vessel safety checks at many of the ramps throughout the summer. We have a list we go down. There's no – you don't get a citation, you go to anything like that. If there's a problem found, we tell you this is what you need to be compliant. Here you go. Suggest you fix it up. Also, PWC, jet ski operators. And same thing, you don't have to have any – training to get on one of these things. What people don't realize is if you get into a bad situation, your first instinct is to get off the throttle or shut down the engine, which is the worst thing you can do because then you've given up all control over the vessel, and a lot of collisions happen because of that. Get out there. Those things are extremely powerful, extremely fast, and things can go sideways very, very quickly.
Okay.
Well, thank you for joining us,
Sergeant.
And
thanks a lot.
Informing us,
you're a great fill-in for Tom Basinko. And I'll tell him how you dropped off a couple of vote for Troy.
Of course,
posters.
Another secret you weren't supposed to give out.
You know what? You're a guy with a great sense of humor. I tell you what, Sergeant. No, thank you so much for one for coming on today, but for what you're doing out there, because you obviously you enjoy what you're doing, but you also believe in educating the public. And also the fact of keeping people safe, which is the bottom line when we're talking
Absolutely.
About law enforcement. You know that?
Absolutely.
And we've got great guys out there. I tell you what, we're truly fortunate up here in Northern California, but in Shasta County to have you all, the police in Anderson and Redding. I mean, good people out there.
Yes.
Have you always been from – are you from here?
No, we moved up about 10 years ago from Southern California, from Ventura County. Ventura County. So
glad you did that?
Oh, yeah, because we vacationed up here on the lake, and then we decided to move. We said, where do we want to move to? And I said, why don't we move where we vacation?
Fantastic.
Were you in law enforcement then?
Yes, I was in law enforcement down there as well.
Were you a sheriff or down there? Okay.
Down the sheriff, yeah.
Right.
Wow, how cool is that?
I know. So
that's great. We have a friend that lived in Ventura as well that's moved up here as well. And because they vacationed on Lake Shasta.
Exactly.
So it's amazing. It seems like a lot of people come up here because of their experience with Lake Shasta. And, it just shows the beauty of what that is. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to put out a little safety tip.
Well, we're going to be out there. We're going to be out there on one of the patio boats. So maybe we'll see you out there.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be looking for you.
Okay. We will. We're going to take the grandkids out there. I think probably first week of June.
Gone.
It's okay.
I guess I'll be sorry for that last
promise
question.
Promise not to flash.
Well, no, I don't promise anything. All right. Well, hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Linda's birthday today. Happy birthday, girl.
We're celebrating.
We'll be right back.
I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. It is the time, 8:49 on this beautiful Wednesday.
Birthday
for Linda. Thank God you didn't do that hump thing. Jeez, I'm done with that. 5:21 in the morning. It's the 21st.
We forgot the hump day?
No, I don't want to do it.
21st. I know it is. 21st. It's hump day.
21st of May. And, okay. Thank you for all your birthday wishes. And there are other birthdays that are being celebrated today. And I want to do a shout out to Mac and Cindy. It's Cindy's birthday. And, you know, we love Mac and Cindy. We met them a long time ago. They were many, many years part of the Anselmo family. And, they are just wonderful people. Always cheerful and lovely, and I know that they celebrated a big anniversary last year. We missed their anniversary party. But Cindy, every time I happen to kind of run into Cindy at the Chardonnay area at Trader Joe's quite frequently. I'm not sure what that's about, but we laugh because it's like, why are we meeting in the wine aisle every time we meet?
you know who else's birthday it is?
Who?
Dan Kinkle.
Dan
Kinkle, your guy.
Oh, my
your
gosh.
Man. It's his birthday today.
My favorite drummer. I swear, he is just a fantastic. Well, happy birthday, Dan. It's nice to have, you know, what I really love about Dan's drumming is that he is, has the best intonation. He's got a lot of finesse. That's the word I'm trying to say. He has the most finesse of any drummer that I've ever worked with. Of course, he's, you know, anybody who comes through that's looking for the best bass and drummer will always do Bruce Kalin and Dan Kinkle as a group. Dan is just tremendous, and he's great to work with because every time you turn around, he's smiling. He's totally into it. Happy birthday, Dan.
Absolutely. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, it's Memorial Day, and John Bastiani down at his place at 2539 Larkspur, he is raffling off a Colt 357 Python. You can't buy them here in the state of California anymore, or the whatever this, you know, because, well, for whatever reason, it's a, but it is a beautiful, beautiful firearm. It is the epitome of a revolver. And it is, I guess you could call it an icon. And tickets are $10 a piece. Now, here's the best thing about this, is that the proceeds are going to go to our local chapter of the Military Order of the Purple Heart. So $10 a chance. This is an $1,800 pistol, and that he is raffling off. And again, so that the proceeds go to the Military Order of the Purple Heart, right here, our local Reading chapter. It doesn't go anywhere else. It just goes right here. Head on down to 2539 Larkspur. Give John a call at 222-8222, and you can get $10 a chance or 12 for $100. And trust me, my money's in there, because I would love to win this. It is absolutely, it's a 98%. It's his personal firearm, because that's the way that they'll transfer it. Go on down and take a look at it. When you look at it, you're going to have to buy a ticket.
Okay, coming up Memorial Day weekend, we've got some events that are happening. Let's talk about what's happening with the different Memorial Day celebrations.
There's three that on Monday. There's one in Anderson at the Anderson Cemetery at 11 o'clock. I'll be speaking there. Linda and I will be there. There's another one at 11 o'clock at the Reading Memorial Park. And then, of course, there's one at IGO on 5:55 p.m. at the cemetery there at IGO. Dr. Doug McConnell, former 101st Airborne kind of guy. Or is he 82nd? 101st. He's a screaming eagle.
They all look airborne. Alike to me.
Yeah, except they're airborne. They're not really airborne because they're air mobile. If you want to see him get into a big fight.
So he's speaking where?
He's going to be speaking at IGO. He's one of the speakers at IGO.
Oh, fabulous.
Going to be and he's going to do a great job. He is somebody that
we love them. They're good friends.
He was a colonel in the Army, a doctor. So on Monday, again, at 11 o'clock, join us out at Anderson. Anderson
That's
Cemetery.
A lovely.
It's a great ceremony out there.
Yeah, it's
Piper
a,
and everything. Yeah.
It is lovely.
And then also, if you can't make it out there, at the Reading Memorial Park at 11 o'clock, and again at that evening at the cemetery out there.
You weren't here for the dedication of the cemetery when it happened.
No.
I remember covering that. That was my one piece of audio that got carried on nationally on NPR. Was one of the veterans was standing there looking at that beautiful cemetery and going, almost can't wait to die so I can be buried here.
Wow.
And that made national.
Well, let me tell you something. That's where Mike Wiley is going to be interred this Friday. Mm-hmm. And we talked about Mike. We've already had a segment in the show about Mike, what a great guy he is. Now, Sunday at the Cascade Theater at 2 o'clock. So you need to get your tickets down there at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are $16 to $20. $4 of every ticket goes to TAPS, the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survivors, caring for the families of the fallen. Cornegal is the valley that they were in when in Afghanistan.
How do you spell that again?
Cornegal. Just go to the Cascade Theater website. It's not very well laid out there. You'll see a picture of a young man with a rifle. Click on that. And what it's about is, if you remember the movie Restrepo that we had here 2 years ago, talking about this combat outpost in Afghanistan named after one of their medics that was killed there, Doc Restrepo. And it follows these, it spotlighted all these soldiers that were in battle up there and what they were living through. And one of them was a guy named Tad Donahue Jr., whose parents live here, and Tad, of course, was from here. Tad came back for this movie and answered questions. I was honored to be the moderator there. And the Cascade was absolutely filled up. This time, the word probably hasn't gone out as much as it has. That's why we're pushing it so hard right now, because but Tad Donahoe Jr. is back. And this movie is, it was by the same guy, Sebastian Younger. And Restrepo was nominated for an Academy Award. And what it is they dug into the men with the 2nd Platoon, making a total of 10 trips to the Cornegal Valley on assignment there. And then the movie picks up where Restrepo left off, the same men, the same valley, the same commanders, but a very different look at the experience of war. They talk about how war works, what it feels like, and what it does to the young men who fight it. As one soldier cheers when he kills an enemy fighter, another looks into a camera and asks if God will ever forgive him for all the killing he has done. Here's a way to take a look at it. If you're not, you're not a combat veteran, you haven't been in service, maybe a way to take a look at what our young men have faced, young men and women have faced in combat, and what happens to them when they come back. Tad's going to be here with me. We'll be on the stage at the beginning and answering a series of questions from both the audience and other places. Again, Cascade Theater, 2 o'clock. Please tell your friends.
This Sunday.
The day
before Memorial Day.
That's right. And anyway, the differences in the young men and how they see things and where they're at. Tad's back here. He's going to Shasta College. But I strongly, you know, when you hear about this, is pass this on to people and pass this on to your friends and veterans. This is probably a good way for you to kind of get an idea.
There's been posters out, but it hasn't gotten a lot of attention, and so we're trying to spread the word. Been sending mass emails because
the word has not gone
we
out.
We have definitely, you know, it's snuck up on everyone that it's this Sunday. So please, we want to make sure that we fill the theater and honor those who, you know, they're bringing the film here. And I say again, Tad is going to be here.
That's right. Just check out the Cascade Theater box office and get them there. Click on it. And if you have any problems, just give us a call. Anyway, Linda's birthday. Let's go to happy things. Linda's birthday today. We've had really great calls.
We're driving to Beale Air Force Base today because, we went last year because I had to get my military ID. Of course, I've never experienced that until I married Carl, that I have a military ID and everything is involved in that little card, you know, insurance and anything else. So Carl has, since he's turned a certain age...
What age is that?
His card has expired. And so I said, well, let's just drive down to Beale again. You know, you have to go and you have to sit down and get your picture taken and have, you know, all the updates within the military. So because we are going to Europe, we have to have everything updated. So that I thought it was a good day to go do that.
I don't understand why they can't just use the mugshot from Shasta's Most Wanted. I mean, it looks like me. And my hair is a little bit messed up, but, you know, besides that. Okay. Hey, by the way, just for last thoughts here is that they did a Chamber of Commerce had a survey for 940 businesses in which 20% responded, said crime, unemployment, government regulations, and the Affordable Care Act are the biggest concerns to business, and that they supported a half-cent sales tax increase if it goes for safety. Well,
hello,
we're going to be looking at Anderson, because I tell you what, unless you get two-thirds of somebody to vote on that, that half-cent sales tax just goes into the general fund. So, that's going to take a big fight. And, again, 20% of the people came back and said that. I think that they're probably pretty right, is crime, unemployment, government regulation, and the Affordable Care Act. I mean, it has a huge impact on businesses. And they also talked about having a daycare center for homeless.
Indigents.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, on that one, that's going to be an interesting thing. Who's running that one? Okay. Tomorrow we're going to have another great day here and a lot of great guests. And Trish Clark joins us.
What an amazing show we had today.
It was fantastic. And also great. For all everybody on the chat pack room, you just have to reset or refresh your page because there's, you know, we had a problem with our server. Well, it's all fixed. And so we want to see you back in tomorrow.
Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Linda, you're a good guy. Happy birthday, hon. I love you.
Love you.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Obama says he'll get to the bottom of the crisis at the Veterans Administration following reports of delayed medical care that may have led to the deaths of several veterans. And the president says if there's evidence of misconduct, it will not be tolerated.
When I hear allegations of misconduct, any misconduct, whether it's allegations of VA staff covering up long wait times or cooking the books, I will not stand for it.
The president spoke to the White House press after meeting this morning with VA Secretary Eric Shinseki. Also at SRNnews.com, federal authorities have charged at least 70 men and one woman in the New York City area as part of a child porn investigation. Those arrested include a police officer, a paramedic, a rabbi, and a Boy Scout leader. The House is focusing its attention on the international problem of child sex trafficking. SRN's Wally Hines reports.
The House has passed a package of bills designed...